This is episode 626 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach of JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome. The interview over a meal, lunch, dinner, makes no difference. There are rules to what you order. There are rules to how you behave, and I cover it in this show. Specifically, the food. What do you order? How do you behave when they say, would you like a drink? So, hope you find the show helpful. And if you do, hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. Subscribe to this show and my other one, which is Job Search Radio. Both complement one another and will help you find work more quickly. Now, with that, let's get going. The lunch or dinner interview. I've done several videos on this subject, but I forgot to cover one subject in the same, or one detail on the subject, and I think it'd be very helpful. Now, I think you know, and if you don't, you're going to find out. You know, don't order drinks if they do. You know, keep it non-alcoholic. If they insist that you order a drink, okay, order one, sip at it, leave it, the glass half full. If you're ordering a meal, always go for the things that aren't sloppy to eat. You know, keep it simple, because there's nothing worse than them watching you devour and have slop all over your face. Ugh. But the simplest and most subtle approach to take is as you start to stare at the menu, you look for a little bit, and you go, you know, menu looks terrific. I assume you've been here before. What do you like on the menu? Now, using the benchmark of the non-sloppy item, listen to the choices offered. You know, appetizer, I have such and such. Entree, I tend to order, and they'll give you 2 or 3 choices. Don't go for the most expensive items on the menu, even if they do. Go for something more modest. I didn't say the cheapest one. Go for something more modest. So, for example, if there's a boneless chicken breast, I would prefer that over the boned chicken breast. You know, piece of fish, boneless, because you don't want to be suddenly going, pulling out a fish bone from your mouth. Just try and keep it very simple along the way, so that this way food doesn't become a distraction for you and your behavior as you become, if something uncomfortable happens with the food, doesn't become a distraction for them. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come over to JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's going to help you find work more quickly, because you're not going to make dumb mistakes. You know what I mean? You know, the stuff that happens throughout your search through ignorance. Plus, you're also able to ask me questions and avoid headaches that are going to become costly later on. The kinds of things that cost you job offers and result in you getting a lower salary offer. So again, that's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Now, this show comes on daily, Monday through Monday, every day of the week. I provide you with advice to help you with your search. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes. And with that, see you tomorrow.